And in this book, one of the most important arguments is related to the question, what is it that can be known? And the ultimate answer that is given is, you can know only what is. Can that which is not be ever an object of knowledge? To be known, the object must be present to be known. How can that which is not an object be ever known? So Socrates' answer to the question is, you can know only what is. That which is not is never an object of knowledge. Therefore, the question of his knowledge even does not arise. The only thing that can be known is that which is. And then Socrates points out that that which is manifested, that which is present before us, is not. It is and it is not. So that can never become the object of knowledge. That which is and is not can never become the object of knowledge. So he makes a distinction between what is called knowledge and opinion. That which is and is not, you can have an opinion about it, but you can never have the knowledge of it. In order to have the knowledge, you should have the knowledge of the essence, which is always there, in spite of all manifestations. Now, this is the basic thesis of Plato, spoken through the mouth of Socrates' teacher. In other words, according to Plato, reality is that which always eternally is. That which is a phenomenon cannot really be known, but you can only have an opinion about. So he believes and he points out that all so-called knowledge of the world, about which we are constantly moving about here and there, ultimately ends only in opinion. Human beings normally run their life by opinions. And so long as they are run by opinions, you never have the mastery over things. The mastery comes only when you can discover what is. The things of the world are neither beautiful nor ugly. They are mixtures. The real knowledge is only the knowledge of beauty, which forever is. The true knowledge is always about the good, which always is. The knowledge is always about the truth, and truth is that which is forever. He makes a distinction between truth and facts. Normally, when we state any statement about facts, we say, I have spoken the truth. But facts are in a fitting condition. They are not. So according to Plato, that which is present now as a fact, you can never really know, because it is a fitting fact. That which is now and tomorrow it is not there, or next moment it is not there. In order to know, you must know what is. Now this theory of Plato and this statement of the Bhagavad Gita are often compared with each other. There is even a theory that Plato learnt a great deal of his own philosophy by discussing with Indians. It is said that Indians used to travel from India to Greece in early times. And surely Plato lived much after the Bhagavad Gita, much after Sri Krishna, historically. Therefore it is said that the whole philosophy of Republic, which is supposed to be the pinnacle of human thought, is a commentary upon this sentence of the Bhagavad Gita. That is why the importance of this little sentence, which says with such a tremendous surety, Nasatu vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sada. That which exists, exists. That which does not exist, does not exist. The one who is the wise one, the one who is established in knowledge, makes a distinction between existence and phenomena. Now the relevance of this sentence is in the Bhagavad Gita the following. The entire argument of Arjuna was, I shall not fight. And I shall not fight because here is my grandfather, here is my teacher, and I am now supposed to kill them. In other words, the question was that they are now, and after I administer my battle weapons, they will be destroyed, they will not be anymore. So his whole argument was based upon this, that that which are will not be. And he was claiming in his argument that his whole thought was sublime and supreme thought. In order to counteract this illusion about himself, that he was speaking the language of the wisest, in order to tell Arjuna that you are speaking the words of the wise, but you are not really wise. Why? Because the wise people do not argue in the way in which you are arguing. That which is always remain. That which is not will never come into existence. That which is now and which will disappear afterwards is only a phenomenon. Therefore the wise people will have first of all put down this sentence, not the sentence that you are speaking. They are and they will not be. This is not the way in which the wise people will start their argument. They will first state this, that that which exists, exists. That which does not, does not. This is the starting point of Sri Krishna's argument in order to demolish the illusion in which Arjuna was arguing. Arjuna had felt while arguing, Nakankshe Rajyam, Nakankshe Sukham. I do not wish the kingdom, I do not wish the happiness. This is a statement which seems to be the statement of one who is risen very high. And then he begins to argue that here are the people who are and who will not be. So Sri Krishna says that if you are speaking the language of the wise, then I will first give you the first premise. You have no premise first of all. I will give you the first premise. In any argument, there must be a premise. Then there must be a minor statement. And then comes a conclusion. This is the logical process of argument. In any argument, there must be a premise. Then there must be a secondary statement. And by mixture of these two statements, you come to the conclusion. So, in effect, what Sri Krishna tells Arjuna is, you have no starting point of argument. You are starting argument with minor propositions. There is no major premise, no major proposition. So, now Sri Krishna supplies the major premise. They start with the premise, that which is, always is. That which is not, does not come into existence. That which is can never go out of existence. Of non-existence there can be no existence. Of existence there can be no non-existence. Now start with this statement. Now you argue. Your conclusion will be quite rigorous. And this, he says, is by buddhi. If you apply your intellectual argumentation properly, then you will discriminate between that which is and that which is not. Or that which is a phenomenon, which is and which is not.